T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede.
Well, it's Thursdays with the King. Every Thursday at this time, we move from Elvis to Howard on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. No Phil's game today, but they'll play tomorrow. And for more on that, on the Eagles and everything, we turn to our guy Howard Eskin. Good morning, King.
Good morning. Rolling all these sports into one. Even though the football is not being played, there was a lot of activity, obviously, in Orlando.
Well, Howard, let's start there, and then we'll get to the other stuff. But you were in Orlando for the owners' meeting. And, you know, we, of course, heard from the Eagles brass, all three main guys. I'm curious, from your end, what stood out to you the most about what was said, or if there was like a non-answer, not said, so to speak? What hit you the most of what was displayed publicly?
Well, the biggest conversation by many, including you, Joe, and others, you're not the only one, was Nick Sirianni, is he coming back? And Jeffrey Lurie talked about all the things that he believed that Nick Sirianni did well. And the day before, you know, I talked to a lot of people, and there was never a question that he was going to come back. But they go over things like, what are you going to do? So that was one of the things that stood out.
There was never a question.
You know that, or you
that
think
Nick
that?
Sirianni I know that. Was coming back?
I know that. That's what I was told.
So 9 days they were just discussing.
You know, I don't know what the reason for the 9 days was. And I think what they're trying to do is have some information. At that point, weren't they trying to sign Vic Fangio? I think at that point they were trying to get something done to have some information at that point when they spoke. And I think Nick Fangio actually signed kind of that afternoon after the news conference, right, if I remember correctly? So I think that
it was during it, wasn't it? Like, remember they interrupted it?
Well, it came up during it.
Howard, I'll tell you why I don't buy it.
Get that done.
Let me tell you why I don't buy it. And I don't mean to trample on.
Well, I'm just telling you what I was told.
I understand. No, I understand.
I believe the people that told me.
I believe that you believe it. Here's my thought. I mean, they could be trying to mislead you. I'll say this.
All they do is yell at me.
I'm sure. If the Eagles were listening at all with one ear, they would know the whole town was talking for 9 days about whether Sirianni was going to come back, and they could have easily leaked to any reporter locally or nationally, hey, just so you know, you can put out there, we're keeping Sirianni. Like, we'll have a press conference when we have it, but like, that's the type of thing they get to someone like Adam Schefter all the time, and then Schefter will go to Twitter and say, Nick Sirianni's staying, the Eagles made a decision, he's staying. And that way the guy's not twisting in the wind publicly for 9 days. I find it implausible that they weren't at least considering dumping him, in part because they did not have such a report leaked out there.
That doesn't change anything, because then people still whine, well, if they're bringing him back, why are they bringing him back? So it's still, the narrative pivots a little bit, but it doesn't change anything. So, you know, they just waited until they spoke. It served no purpose to leak something out. But I'm just telling you, what I was told is there was really no chance that Nick Sirianni was not coming back this year. And Nick, you know, and some of the things, you know, he talked about what he's going to do and how he's going to handle
do
it.
Do you have a good feel for that? Like, what he's going to do in terms of how involved he is with the offense now?
Yeah, people make it sound like he's an idiot. And Kellen Moore is going to run the offense. He's the head coach. They have meetings every week, and there will be the play calls will be Kellen Moore. Not that Nick Sirianni can't change a play call. He's the head coach, and he's going to do what a lot of head coaches do. He's going to run the football team the way he sees fit. And one of the things, and this is off the beaten track a little bit, and I've gotten this sense from a few conversations, and John, you were obviously one of them, you're not the only one, complained that the Eagles didn't practice enough, there wasn't enough practice, it wasn't long enough, it wasn't tough enough. I understand that's going to change this year. That's one of the things that I, from what I'm hearing, is going to change this year. Practices are going to be harder, and practices are going to be longer, like winning teams have done, like Kansas City has done, like San Francisco has done. I think that's going to be a change. But he's still the head coach of the football team. And Kellen Moore, they hope, if you have good coordinators, it's going to help a lot. And they believe, obviously, they have good coordinators. You know, as far as other things, yeah, you can say things. The offensive line, you want to make sure is still a good offensive line. I think Saquon, you know, Nick said something which was kind of interesting. And, I mean, I can see why Saquon's here. He's going to catch the football a lot more than running backs have caught the football. And he says, yeah, he could have 50, 60, or 70 catches. Why didn't he even go to 70? He says, but he's going to have a lot of catches. He's going to get the ball a lot as a receiver out of the backfield. He's not going to run it, you know, a ton of times. He's going to 15, I think, is at most the average. And I think he'll get an average of maybe 5 catches a game. That's enough. That's enough, and that'll put him right up there. But, you know, there's a lot of things that were kind of said, but the other teams do respect the Eagles, and they're going to be one of the teams. In the NFC, I think Green Bay is going to be strong. San Francisco is not going back to the Super Bowl based on history, so forget that. Detroit's got to show that they can do it 2 years in a row, and the Dallas Cowboys always find a way to choke.
They do. They really do.
And Dak is on basically the last year of his contract, and he's getting a lot of money.
That's true. It really does feel like things have sort of stopped in their tracks. Dak is heading into the last year of his contract, and they sort of froze up. They don't want to extend him any further than they already have.
Well, you know what it also
feels? He's owed $55 million this year. I think it's $40 against the cap for next year. Yeah. Like, do you really want to add to that number moving forward?
And it also strikes me, Howard, between Dak and what obviously will be a massive contract for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, so,
they might be top-heavy contractually. That's hurting the rest of their team.
That's the reason they did absolutely nothing this offseason.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
they literally zero.
They've done no. They
which
signed
is embarrassing.
One free agent.
It's kind of embarrassing.
All right, Howard, let's
reality,
get
the NFC. The NFC is not as tough, obviously, as the AFC. One other note, and I mentioned, and I heard it before I left. You know, we know the Eagles are playing in Brazil. I mean, it's a given. It's like, who are they playing? I think, from what I've been told, I got the indication it might come out in the next few days or the next week, and it's going to be either Cleveland or Green Bay. And it's unfair if it's Green Bay. It takes away a home game. I was talking to Kevin Stefanski, the coach of Cleveland. He says, yeah, I'm fine with us going. I said, why? He says, because that is a neutral game. So it's not a road game for us because it's a road game for both teams. So it really is an advantage for the team that is the road team.
Of course.
And taking away the Eagles' home game.
Yeah.
So to take away Green Bay, which could be a tiebreaker, as a home game, I think is unfair. So we'll see, but probably in the next couple of days, at least the next week, they're going to kind of they keep on dropping things. They drop Christmas. There's going to be a couple of games.
Sure.
And so they're going to drop a few things.
All right, Howard, let's get to the Phils here. So in now the final 30 hours or so before the season starts, we're getting everyone's prediction for the regular seasons on wins. Howard Eskin, sir, what number do you have the Phillies at winning this regular season?
Well, I base it on, you know, everybody or a lot of people buried Gabe Kapler. And he went to San Francisco in his second year and he won 107 games, correct? He won 107 games.
Correct. I believe so, yeah.
And so why can't the Phillies win 107 games?
Well, because it's very unlikely.
107.
107.
107.
Is this tongue-in-cheek, wow. King, or is this King really believing it?
No. There's only one other good team in the division, and that's Atlanta.
107.
107.
That's a lot of W's.
I believe this is tongue-in-cheek, and Howard's just not,
well,
fessing up.
Then why did you ask me?
I won't ask you next time.
Okay. I'm on the record.
107.
And I've said it on other shows. 107.
Look at you, Kay. You gonna blast them if they only win 105 like they underachieved?
No.
All right, Howard, have a good day, my man. Thanks,
Kay. All right, and I'll leave you with this.
Yes.
You know, it's nice to hear a pity party for the Sixers. You know, you guys having a pity party going today. They were up by 15. So you can't let one play beat you. You got to talk about, well, they could have moved up in the playoffs in the spot, you know, games they didn't show up. You got to look at those. You got to look at everything in a whole. And if Joel Embiid comes back, you said they have some shot. Some shot at what? It's just he won't be in the shape he needs to be. And Nick Nurse says he's only FaceTiming him. What the hell is going on? He's the head coach. You haven't talked to him? Come on. Hey, listen, they'll be in some kind of playoff.
Yeah.
But, you know, just
I hear
relax.
You. All right, King.
Just relax.
Well done, buddy. Thanks, pal.
All right. I'll talk
there
to
he
you.
Is, thanks, Howard Eskin. Up ahead, some more audio from last night, including just something so ridiculous that James Harden said after the game. You got to hear it to believe it. It is so preposterous. Also up ahead, we'll play a little Philly's five questions with Ruben on the coming season. Saquon Barkley on the tush push. And we honor Ashley Howard, who yesterday won our free throw shooting contest. He'll join us later in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on this Thursday morning. It's not opening day for the Phils. Tomorrow is on 94 WIP. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start at PI Dental Center? With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic, big-time transformation in a mere 1 day. Get yourself to PI Dental Center. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. They're located in Fort Washington. Whether it's small needs with your teeth or a big old problem that requires a serious solution, they can do it. PIDentalCenter.com. to request your new patient evaluation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is not opening day for the Phillies. It is opening day for most of Major League Baseball. But obviously the Phillies game that was scheduled for today postpones to tomorrow. So 24 more hours beyond what it would have been, which, you know, is a bummer. But we'll survive and trudge on until tomorrow. By the way, life advice with the hammer in about an hour. The key, of course, you got to get some scenario in Facebook, Twitter, or the text line. 3 ways that you can ask for help. But as Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men, you've got to ask nicely. Or was it politely? What was his line to Tom Cruise? You got to, they're sitting there in Cuba, like, you got to ask
I think it is nicely, actually.
It's a really arrogant.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
It's really arrogant. But
it might have been the best. I think it might have been the best, like, one full scene that I've ever seen in
the
movie theater.
You know, let me tell you something. So, hold on. You saying the end scene or the scene I was referencing earlier, which is when they're outside.
Yeah, and the
first
and
time they meet.
I eat breakfast.
You're talking movie theater, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking in the courtroom.
In the courtroom.
Yeah, that might be the best scene ever in a movie. But I'll tell you, that earlier scene is underrated. I mean, there is a comment that is highly inappropriate, and I won't say it on the air. But there's a lot of stuff going on.
I eat breakfast. The whole thing is amazing.
No, that's a good one.
You know the comment I'm talking about?
Very well.
Okay.
It is no longer.
Yeah. Because it's not just Jack and Tom Cruise. Demi Moore's in the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're all on the same page. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, we'll honor Ashley Howard, who yesterday won our free throw shooting contest, coming up in about 20 minutes. And something that Saquon and Jason Kelce discussed related to the tush push. We'll get to that audio as well. Let's talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Tanner, how are you doing today, son?
I'm doing pretty good.
I missed you on Monday, but then again, you always take off on Mondays or Fridays.
Well, I don't always take off on Monday and Fridays, but those are the days. I'm a big believer in the 3-day weekend, Dennis. You know? It's like those people that have an afternoon siesta. You know, I like that kind of stuff.
Well, then you have to take after me. I have 4-day weekends.
Well, then good for you. Okay. You get more vacation than I do. Good job by you.
Hey, the Phillies, I want to talk about their number of wins. I got them at like 95. And there's provided everybody remains relatively healthy, I think they have a better shot to get to that than they did last year. But the more important thing, in my humble opinion, is the Braves won the division the last 2 years, yet we beat them. So would you rather win the division or get to the World Series?
Well, you don't have to ask that question. Everybody knows the answer to that. You'd rather get to the World Series. Here's the thing, Dennis. To what extent are they capable of winning it? They're certainly capable. To what extent does it matter? There's debate there. I mean, it matters, but to what extent is something that's very – I mean, Ruben, where do you come down on this concept? So last year, 3 of the 4 teams that got a bye lost, not only in their first round, like, handily. Dodgers got handled. Braves got handled. Yankees got – or not the Yankees. Who was the other one last year? I'm forgetting. The other one in the AL.
Astros.
No, I thought the Astros won. The other one that they got
the Astros lost to the Rangers.
Yeah, but they lost.
They didn't get a bye though. The Astros got a wild card.
Three of the four.
They won the division.
My point, Ruben. So you don't want to play with fire with that first round, but do you think having like 5 days off?
The Orioles is the one you're looking for.
Orioles, yes. Is that a real detriment, Ruben?
It doesn't help because you get out of rhythm, but it does help if you have some injury issues. I mean, it can help if a pitcher's a little tweaked or something like that. It's a thing. I know that the league is trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I do think it's the right thing to have 3-game series in those wild card series. It's just a little long, and it can be detrimental to a team. I love the teams that have to grind to win, man. You got to grind to win at the end because you basically played playoff baseball for like 10 or 12 games if you're grinding to get to the playoffs. And so when you're playing, sometimes you're playing your best baseball at that time.
So you're saying you love those teams. You think those teams have the best chance to win the whole
I don't know if they have the best chance to win, but I think that gives them an advantage because they've had to grind through W's.
Well, my recollection is the Rockies in 07, first year you guys made the playoffs, and an example of that. Didn't they have like a 19-game winning streak or something going on?
Yeah, the Rockies didn't lose a game. They only lost like 2 games or something like that. And the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals 2011, they got super, super hot.
That's
they were
right.
Not a better team than us in 2011, but they beat us because they were playing great baseball at the end and ended up
shouldn't have let
them
in.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Rangers last year. I mean, it happens all the time. The Rangers were a 5 seed last year.
Still pissed off about it.
Yeah. Ruben and I have been debating this for years.
All right, Dennis, give me an answer. A reference to something old in modern times.
This is something that everybody has heard, I would venture to say. Achilles heel.
You know, that's a good answer.
Great
one.
That might be the winner for me.
That's
super.
It's a great answer.
I hadn't thought of that one. Really like it.
All right, biggest Achilles heel injury. Biggest Achilles heel injury you can think of in sports.
Ryan Howard.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I got you sitting right here.
Crushed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Ryan
here.
Ryan Howard ruined his career. He could have been a Hall of Famer.
It did. So I thought of Dan. The first one I thought of was Dan Marino, but you're
Kobe
right.
Kobe popped in my head.
Kobe.
Oh, that's a big one.
Kobe. Who else?
There's a lot of them.
And Jason Peters twice.
Jason Peters twice. I think Isaiah Thomas, I think it might have ended his career. I'm not sure.
Oh. Ryan Howard wins.
Well, right. You're right. You're right.
For me.
All right, Ruben, what happens? Ryan Howard hits a home run when he makes contact with that ball and tears his Achilles. I mean, he just crawls around the bases?
Yeah, he would hop or something.
Oh, no. He'd roll. I don't care.
I mean, Ruben,
crawl.
That would have been an all-time moment in the history of sports. Nobody would be allowed to touch him. It might have taken him 5 minutes to get around the bases.
Yeah.
He would have been in agony and ecstasy at the same time.
Correct.
I mean, it would have been
upsetting, but it would have been. But I probably wouldn't be behind a mic right now.
Look at you!
Wow!
That's a good line right there. That's a good line. All right. Speaking of lines, Saquon Barkley had some lines with Jason Kelce on the push-tush and
tush-push.
Whatever. What's it called?
Tush-push. You always say push-tush instead of tush-push.
But it's both, right?
No. Everyone calls it the tush-push.
But you do push the tush.
Sure, but everyone calls it the tush. You're the only person.
Yeah, I get it. I invert it. That's my fault. But technically both are accurate. But anyway.
No.
All right.
No, they're not.
They're really not.
You do push the tush.
But it's not a push-tush. It's a tush-push. It's simple.
All right. So let's listen to let's put it this way. Saquon knows he's going to have to push a little harder in order to score touchdowns because 1 yard line, probably not going to get it done for him. Listen to Saquon with Kelce on the podcast.
I do got one piece of advice. Do not go down at the 1 yard line. You got to go down at the two.
Yeah.
Go down at the one.
It's curtains.
Yep. They didn't ban it.
A little extra motivation there. Just know, don't go down at the one. You got to find a way to get in the end zone. Obviously, you know Miles pretty well. I know how many touchdowns probably was taken away from Miles just watching his film. I'm just like, man, just got to strain a little more.
There was one time I remember being so happy when he got in the end zone. It was his last year in Philly.
Even you dreaded the play a little bit?
Dog, whenever the running back got down to the 1 yard line, whether it's him or D Swift or whoever, like, especially when like we ran the ball the entire drive, it's like, man, I would say I'm sorry in the huddle. I'm like, man, I'm sorry, right. Bro. Like, this is,
all right, here's the deal. John, so you were a young player in football. You were a veteran in football. You're an analyst of football. We need a ruling from you here. So, you know, what's it called? The tush-push? Tush-push?
That's it.
I got it right.
Tush-push.
Right. Incredibly effective.
It's incredible that you have trouble
backwards
with that.
All right, it's like Michael Jordan dunking a ball. It's automatic.
Oh, for
right?
goodness sakes.
But here's the deal, except in the playoff game when they got stopped the one time by Vita Vea. All right, it's an automatic. But Miles Sanders, DeAndre Swift, rookie contract guys while they were here, not cachet, not making $13 million a year. You now have Saquon. Walter Payton went to his grave disappointed that he didn't get that touchdown in the Super Bowl and it went to the fridge. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley, John, if you're Nick Sirianni, even if the Jalen Hurts sneak is more effective, do you think that Sirianni will say, let's feed Saquon's totals and his ego? And I don't mean ego in a bad way. Like, he's an incredible player. He probably would rather have 15 touchdowns than 5. Do you think they would actually hand it off to Saquon at the one to try to, you know, kind of stroke that a little bit?
Well, sure, possibly. I do think it matters the plays that you have for both. Which do you like more? Which play do you have more faith in?
Well, it's hard to imagine Jalen's Saquon can be more effective than Hurts. I mean, it's hard to imagine.
Which, yeah, I feel like
because Hurts was automatic.
Push.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the percentage was, 90-something percent effectiveness, like, it's going to be hard to beat that. But they will try some things where they're handing it off
to Saquon.
Well,
they might not.
Why not?
It's hard to beat 90%. It's hard to beat 95%.
I don't know that it's going to be 90% with Jason Kelce out of there.
Well,
that's a concern to me.
That's a change.
That's a real point.
That's a change. Yeah. Because he's a major factor in that.
Retoggling. You've got some recalibration. You need to see what plays you like the best down there. The way that they're installed is you've got the +5, you know, +5 plays and in, +10 plays and in, +15 and so forth. And you're going to have, you know, maybe 10 different running plays that you can choose from, which is most effective. And they don't know.
Well, here's what I'm getting at. If the tush push
is try to
as,
appease
that's what I'm asking.
Your running back
that's what
by
I'm asking.
Handing it to him,
yeah.
even if the play is not as effective
yep.
as the tush push.
Ruben,
I think that sometimes you would.
Ruben, you were a player in a locker room with players, obviously, that were, and I mean this as no disrespect, better than you. Lenny, Dutch, Crocker, Hollins,
maybe,
you know.
Maybe a lot. A
yeah,
lot
okay. So there are star players. And then as a GM, obviously, you dealt with that. The manager, and I don't mean this disrespectful to Saquon. Like, I want Saquon to want the ball and have the ego to, like, I get it done. Hey, coach, I can get it done. How much of that in sports goes on where you choose option B, even if you think option A might be better because you got to stroke the ego of someone who's big time?
Ultimately, you got to win the baseball game or whatever contest. And I think it depends on the situation. But, yes, it does happen. I love this phrase. We always try to treat everybody fairly. We treat some more fairly than others.
That's great. Yeah,
it's the greatest line.
It really
is.
That was
a Pat Gillick line. It's
yeah.
a great line. And it's true.
Sums it up.
It's very true. And in certain situations, like if the game's not on the line, hand it off to Barkley and let him score his touchdown.
Feed him.
Why not?
It could also be to vary it up, too. You don't want, you know,
right?
like at a certain point, if they know you're doing the push every time, they're going to fire
right.
for it.
It's
like, mix it up a little bit and give it to Saquon.
I also think the longer it went on last year, the more cheap shots we were seeing in Hurts.
That, too.
And the more it wasn't being called by the refs. I mean, that one where his face mask was getting
was
ripped.
Ridiculous.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Outrageous. It should have been a fine. It should have been, obviously, it should have been a 15-yard penalty, but it certainly should have been a fine. It was outrageous. Drew in Westchester. Hi, Drew.
Hey, good morning, folks. Richie, enjoyed you mentioning the darkness earlier. My wife and I at our wedding actually ran out to that song, I believe,
nice
in a thing called
work.
Love. So
wow.
it was a cool
wow, really?
That. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, not first dance song, just like introduction song. We actually ran through a green banner in honor of the Eagles and then to that song and then went into the first dance.
Awesome.
So that was cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, so with the Phils, I'll do something I'm excited about and then concern. Starting with something I'm excited about, I'm just so pumped to watch another year of Bryson Stott. I think there's going to be so much growth, and there's just like another level he hasn't hit yet that he can reach. He might not get it because of popularity, because I don't think enough people know him yet. But on like merit, I would not be shocked if he's like the starting second baseman in the All-Star game. I think he's hitting 300, 25 home runs, 30-plus stolen bases, and I'm just so pumped for another year of him.
I agree. Listen, Drew, he's got a shot to be an All-Star. You know, he's got a shot to be a big-time player, and he's already very good. And obviously, I think the main next step, in my opinion, is to see him walk more. Batting average will be good. Defense will be great. You know, plate selection. It's just he's got an incredible ability. Like, I didn't see Richie Ashburn play, but everyone that saw him says he had incredible ability to foul off pitches. So, too, does Bryson Stott. I mean, he can foul him off with the best of them. You just want to see him walk 40 to 50 times more, and that's how you could get that on-base percentage up to 380, 390. I think he's got it in him to do that. I really do.
Yeah, I definitely think he has the DNA. And if I'm a supporter of Schwarber batting leadoff, but if Schwarber were to struggle, I'd go to Stott before I'd go to Turner just because I think Bryson does see a lot of pitches and really work the count where I think he can get there with walks. Now, one thing I'm a little concerned about, and this can be a regular season and also a playoff concern, but I think, you know, a little more geared towards the playoffs. When you use like a reliever multiple times, like in a series, I think the other teams start to adjust. Like Jeff Hoffman is more likely to be effective in game one than he might be in game six or game seven. So I just hope, especially with the right-handers, that we have like the depth in the bullpen to get through a long series. Because if one of those guys struggles, like we saw with Kimbrel last year, that's when something can go awry. So we got some time to figure it out, but that's something that's just on my mind here.
Drew, that's good stuff, man. This is Ruben, and I very astute. I think that's why Sir Anthony Dominguez becomes so important. Now, Jeff Hoffman's going to be fine, and he's got three pitches now, the slider, and he's got a split that works on left-handers. But Sir Anthony Dominguez is so important, and
yeah.
his development and his just you know his ability to be able to pitch late in games with confidence is a huge factor, and that may be one of the things that they have to address at some point.
True, give me a big answer. A reference to something old in modern times.
You got it. This is a fun one, and one of those spin-off football leagues a couple years ago. There was the Orlando Apollos, named after the Greek god Apollo. They were a fun team. They were actually coached by Spurrier and all. So that's my answer.
Listen, look, even though Apollo's already been said, it's a different answer of Apollo. Now, it's not as good an answer as the Apollo missions.
No, pales in comparison, I'd say.
Yeah. By the way, Rube, I got to ask you a question. That thing you just did there with Drew, you're like, hey, Drew, this is Ruben Amaro.
So great.
Did you think Drew
didn't recognize my voice?
Didn't know it was you? Like, that was an interesting moment.
Not everybody knows my voice. Conklin can't do my voice.
You know what? Conklin's got powers, but not all the powers.
He doesn't have all the powers.
All the powers. He doesn't have you and he doesn't have me, but he's got a lot down. Yeah. Hey, coming up, something James Harden said yesterday that is ridiculous. We'll get to that in one moment.
How's that bracket? Why not live bet all the tournament games instead on the BetParx Sportsbook app? You can bet while you watch the action. Live in-game betting is a blast and a real opportunity to make some money with the live swings of the lines. It's the best time of year. College hoops hysteria. Plus, of course, baseball is back. Golf as well. BetParx is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Download the only sportsbook app that I ever recommend, the BetParx Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament action. Plus, you can play all your favorite casino games. You can bet teasers, parlays, over-unders, and so much more. Plus, make your baseball future bets right now. You can bet on who wins it all, bet on division winners, bet on over-unders. So many fun things to bet on. Plus, you can track the progress all season long. It is a blast. New users, here's a great deal for you. Make your first winning $10 sports bet. You get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. It's a great deal. The BetParx app is the only casino and sports betting app that I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, it's secure, it's easy to use. BetParx.com has the terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Ashley Howard will join us shortly. He won the free throw shooting contest yesterday, so we got to honor him. Let's also get to the James Harden thing. It was an introduction last night. There was a game, and there was about the most preposterous post-game comment I've heard from an athlete in years. Let's start with the introduction. He was booed. He was booed hard. Now, there's got to be a thing in the NBA where the PA announcer is not allowed to let it hang out there for two. There's got to be a thing because it's like right from James Harden to the next player, but the crowd was giving it to him. Let's listen to it.
Tonight's participants up first are the Los Angeles Clippers. Head coach, Tyronn Lue. Now tonight's starter. 6'5 from Arizona, number one, James Harden. 6'5 from Florida State, number 14, Terrence Mann.
All right, so good job by the crowd. I mean, obviously, Ruben, like last year when the Phillies had to put, or I don't know if they had to, they put up on the Fanavision. You know, congrats to the Braves. I hated it. I hated it last night. James Harden. All right, next player. So are these like league mandated things? Like, because I want James Harden, and then I want booze for 25 seconds. Before the next freaking player set. Does this stuff come from the league?
It doesn't come from the league. I mean, it's just decisions that the front office has made.
Yeah, it's a bad decision then.
Well, I mean, they're just...
Let us have our moment.
Let us have our moment. Let me give you Exhibit Z. All right? We've had A, B, C, D with Harden through the years. Let me give you something he said after the game that is so unbelievable, so out of touch. Here is James Harden. After the game last night.
What do you think of the fan reaction and all the booing, though?
I mean, I expected it. I really don't know what it was about, but I expected it. And so it is what it is. I don't even know why they were booing. I don't think. If you ask them, they probably don't know why they were booing.
They probably don't know why they were booing.
That's a shot.
And I don't know what it was about. John Ritchie, sir. James Harden said, I don't know what it was about, and, quote, they probably don't know why they were booing.
You know, I
this
I
guy,
take personal
this freaking guy
moral offense to the fact that you're trying to erase a year and a half of our lives. Like, you put us through misery for a year and a half, and now you're pretending it didn't happen.
It's outrageous.
Truly, I mean, it is outrageous.
It is outrageous.
The denial of a year and a half of pain and misery.
Calculated shot.
Inflicted.
Oh, of course.
Well, calculated shot.
He's just so out of touch. He's such an elitist. I mean, here's the thing. We are still suffering from, like, he took his ball and went home this year. And instead, they got a bag of balls. They got what did they get? But they got the draft picks, which is nice. But who got
Batum
and Covington, right?
And Covington.
Yeah, and Covington
and Morris, right?
Oh, and Morris, yeah, sure.
Like, those guys, I mean,
sure.
Like, they got nothing. They got nothing on the court. Nothing.
But why are they booing? We don't know why we're booing, Joe.
That guy, man, he is really.
Can I change my vote for yesterday? I think I hate him more than Ben Simmons now.
It's unbelievable. All right, let's go.
That would be hard to do.
You know what, Ruben? Ben Simmons or James Harden? Dislike more, who you got?
Ben Simmons, man.
You know my only argument pro?
The guy played.
I think it's changed. I think it's
changing
for me.
I'll tell you that.
Ruben, here's where I'm at on Ben versus James. I think there's an element of it that Ben Simmons can't control. Like, I think he's got a social disorder.
I agree with you, Joe.
I don't think James Harden has a social disorder. I just think he's a horse's ass. Don't get me wrong. So is Ben. But I think James is a bigger one. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Doylestown. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Imagine this. We're trying to break down who's got a social disorder on who we dislike more or less. All right, hold on, Mike. I'm good.
All right. Listen, can I get right to my word? I'm kind of up against it over here.
Mm-hmm.
How about 1805? They were comparing the steam engine output to horses. Everybody that buys a car looks at horsepower.
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 Yeah, that's a good answer right there. That's a different answer, but that's certainly
creative.
Yeah, we said pre-1900. That certainly applies. Let's talk to Patrick in Tabernacle. We're getting close to opening day. Good morning, Patrick.
Oh, hey, everybody. Ruben, man, we got some baseball to talk about today, don't we, buddy?
Woo! Yeah, we do. Let's go.
You know what? I know, but I feel like a little kid again. I miss my mitt and ball in hand, but you know, the Phillies and baseball in general, really, I just can't say it enough how it really, I guess it's the pitch clock, Rube, that really got me back on board. I can actually sit down and watch a game now, you know, for the most part. But
I think that was, Patrick, I think that was one of the most intelligent decisions they've made and changes they've made in the game in the last 50 years.
How much of that, Ruben, was Theo Epstein?
I'm not sure. I think it was prior to Theo being part of that, but I think it was something that was really important.
It was.
You know, I mean, hey, we're in a different era, and I know baseball is supposed to be timeless, and in a lot of ways it is, but in this day and age, I mean, the fact that we just got to get the guys on the mound and throwing the pitch, it makes for a crisper game, and the audience really loved it.
Yeah.
But I like that they're still tweaking it. I like that they're still working to maximize this thing, make it exactly what they're looking for.
I hope they didn't overreach, though.
Well, they might have.
Because I thought last year was really good.
Because loopholes have been reached and, you know, worked on, and they're trying to close those up a little bit.
Right.
You're
talking about, like, the pitchers can still
They're holding the ball. Well, the catchers were holding the ball for a while and waiting for them to get it, and then the pitchers were taking it and catching it off the mound, and when they walked onto the mound, then they started the clock. Well, that's not happening anymore.
That ain't happening anymore.
Wow. Move it along, my friend.
And so do you feel as though the changes that they've made
have closed them? Yes, I think so. And I ain't going to make it better.
By the way, Patrick, I love your point about the pitch clock, but there's another thing, because I can read your mind. You missed something on you coming back to baseball. The Phillies got really good again.
Well, yes, Joe. I mean, yeah, listen, Bryce Harper. And listen, Bryce Harper, my granddaughter's name's Harper. And he signed the same year she was born and stuff. So he's really become my new favorite player. And again, when it just takes me back, I just can't say that enough. But real quick about Rube, how do you fix our cold bats? That's what I really want to ask you, because in the most critical moments, not one guy, not two guys, when you go ice cold, is there a philosophical approach with the Phillies that needs to be tweaked? And as far as just like putting the bat on the ball.
All right, Patrick, like great question. Give me an answer before we get to that.
Okay.
Something old in modern times.
You know what? Believe it or not, the dude just took my answer, horsepower. I'm going blank, but I'm going to say a chicken, Joe. Because a chicken is the closest link to the dinosaurs, according to science.
Not exactly what we're going for, but I appreciate it.
Kind of an odd answer. Ruben, what's your answer to what he said about it? When they get into those cold spells, is there something specifically you can do to try to get out of it as quick as possible?
I think the team, in general, if they have the mentality, and I think the best teams do this, sometimes you just allow the next guy to do the job. You don't have to be the guy. This is such a deep lineup that you can take a pitch. You don't have to be the guy to make the big hit or take, you know, have the great at bat. you can pass the baton, and if they have that mentality that, hey, the guy behind me is going to do the job, then I think that there's less, you put less pressure on yourself as a hitter, less tension. The less tension that they put yourself into, and Charlie Manuel used to talk about it all the time. If you keep the tension light when you're hitting, you got a much better chance to have success. I think that they'll see that way. They'll see pitches better. They'll make better choices on swing decisions.
All right, opening day for the Phillies tomorrow. Opening day across baseball today, other than this section of the country with some rainouts. Yesterday was quite a day with full court frenzy. We've got to honor John, our next guest, the winner of WIP's free throw shooting contest from the host town, the host team, Villanova, our host yesterday, and an assistant coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Ashley Howard. Ashley, I get out of my chair, sir. A standing ovation. A tremendous round. That was unbelievable, man.
No, it was a great event for a great cause. I have to correct you, though. I was representing the Drexel University Dragons.
You were.
I'm an alum.
There you go. That's right. That's where we played, baby.
but I definitely had a home court advantage, considering that I am a member of the Villanova coaching staff right now.
No, so. All good, my man. It was great to have all the schools out there, and not just the men, but a lot of women shooters, obviously from some of the great Big Five teams through the years. So Ashley, you cut the nets down, metaphorically speaking, yesterday. It got a little tight there. Like, for our audience right now, they might not know, around 9:45, 9:50. I mean, John, you saw it. It was getting hairy out there.
It was a little too neck and neck for my tastes, Ashley.
Were you tight.
Expecting it to be this close against a hack like Joe DeCamera?
Well, obviously, he made it to the championship round, so I knew that he had to at least be in a great rhythm, and I actually had the opportunity to shoot first. So my whole thought process was just trying to go 20 for 20 from the line, and I had one go in and out, and then my last shot was short. So I knew I left the door open, and Joe delivered, man. He made those tough free throws under pressure, man.
He
I was
did.
Impressed.
So were you down and out about your performance? I mean, 18 out of 20 for you,
no.
Is that like an all-time horrendous outing?
No, I wouldn't say it's all-time horrendous, because for me it's not about the misses. It's how I missed. And, ooh, the one shot I said was literally in, bounced out. But my last shot, I left it short, and I was disappointed in that, but
I mean, this is perfection. When I'm watching Ashley shoot,
it was unbelievable.
It truly is exactly the same spot he's hitting every single time.
I watched the warm-ups, and it was just ridiculous.
There's an issue, Ashley, we got to drill down on. Because, I came up to you and praised you for your victory and sent you a text message and all that, and honoring you today for your victory. But there's also that reality that a free throw shooting contest turned into a three-point shooting contest.
That's very true.
Which is like Seltzer, James, what's the answer? We'll ask Ashley in a second, but James, I'm going to ask you first. Did Ashley Howard beat Joe DeCamera in a free throw shooting contest?
Technically, no, I guess.
Technically not.
Yeah.
All right,
because this is one of those things where
I want the truth.
Ashley,
just let me apologize in general for the show, the rest of the show, for whatever else happens here. I just want to get out in front of that.
I mean, Ashley,
Joe, we could just keep this thing going, man. Just let me know time, location.
Yeah, shoot 100.
We could just finish the free throw competition off, man. We could shoot 100.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to Jameer Nelson yesterday after the competition. Jameer won the competition the year before.
Sure did. Shooting lefty.
And he told me that last year you just shot 50 free throws.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
So maybe, Joe, you and I can meet at another location.
I like it.
We can just finish this thing.
Unfinished business for Ashley, huh?
Ashley, you know what I'm thinking, man?
We could just shoot 50 and
we could
and just take it from there.
Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm feeling. Because, we'll do the whole big thing again next year, but I'm feeling you and me in a gym sort of like Rocky and Apollo at the end of Rocky 3. The end
and
of
I
Rocky
hope it
three.
Doesn't pause right as the glove's hitting the face.
You never really quite know who wins because it's just them. But all right, Ashley, let me say this. all jokes aside, number one,
congratulations. Number two.
No, I appreciate that.
Thank you. And this goes to you and all the shooters we had, all the listeners that came out, everybody that a lot of money was raised yesterday for the fight against cancer through the American Cancer Society and locally, obviously, the Coaches versus Cancer, which I obviously, Ashley, you've been a big part of for a number of years. And I just want to – I also want to take a moment to thank our WIP staff. You know, we do our show. It's all cool. We love it. But there are a lot of people that work behind the scenes and worked really hard for weeks and months to put that together. So hats off to everybody. And Ashley, you were a huge part of it. And for the next 365 days, you're the king. You're the guy. You got the crown until
– well-deserved.
Until you don't. All right?
Sheer dominance, well, Ashley.
Well, just to piggyback off of that, you know, it's all fun. Yeah. Yesterday was a great event, but it's all for a greater cause.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's chapter, Coaches versus Cancer, for years, behind the leadership of Fran Dunphy and Phil Martelli, who really kind of jump-started it, and Coach Wright, those guys have taken it to a whole nother level, have created all of these awesome events to create awareness of the fight versus cancer. And our Coaches versus Cancer team here, with Allie Gill and her staff,
yeah,
like they do an amazing job, and it's something that I take a great deal of pride in being a part of. So, it's nice to be the king for a day, but it's even better to participate in events like that are for a good cause.
Ashley, well, exceptionally well said, man. Thank you so much, not just for yesterday, but all you do year round. I hope help people, obviously, with cancer and the fight against cancer with Coaches versus Cancer. Representing Drexel, representing Nova. Awesome stuff, Ashley. Stay well. We'll certainly invite you next year unless we don't invite you because I'm afraid you might win again. So it's all good. Ashley, stay
all
well,
right,
man. Guys. Thanks, dude. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Have
a great day. All right, there he is. Ashley Howard, a deserving winner. In a three-point shooting contest.
He wants to beat you again.
All right, Ruben Amaro.
Yes, he beat you.
Did he beat me in a free throw shooting contest?
Yeah, yes. They just moved the line.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah. By the way, update. We missed this before. We counted and rung, for Pat Carroll. Pat Carroll actually went, we thought he went 23 for 23. He went 43 for 43 yesterday in free throws. Yes, we missed an entire round, and apparently him and Ashley did 10 free throws, then three. So they did 23. He was 20.
I watched that matchup.
He went 20.
It was ridiculous.
Him and Ashley went 23 for 23 against each other in one matchup.
It was like a groundhog day. I mean,
not unbelievable.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
I watched it happen.
So yeah, Pat Carroll went 43 for 43 yesterday.
When you ask, did Ashley beat you in a contest?
Free throw shooting contest.
Yes, he did.
All right, Ashley, congrats. You know what's also going to be interesting, speaking of shooters, how long Steph Curry plays? That guy's going to be able to shoot when he's 50.
Dude, I've thought about this. Like, he could play as long as he wants, he could play.
I mean,
if
it's 15 minutes a game, 20 minutes a game, come in and be Steve.
Especially with his ball handling skills, you combine that with his shooting, like,
he doesn't get hurt.
No
a lot.
Doubt.
If,
yeah.
If he wants to be Steve Kerr, stand in a corner and just wait for them to pass him the ball, he could play for
another
10 years.
Which is amazing because you'll remember this. I don't know if everyone does, but you remember early his career when he first started the whole ankle thing.
People thought
he wasn't going to last. People's like, this isn't going to work for this guy. Sorry. Like,
I remember.
It's wild.
Too slender.
All right, 215-592-9494. Today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's question, are you starting to get excited for the Sixers now that we know that Joel Embiid will likely play again this season? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll get to that poll result, plus life advice with the hammer, plus five Phillies questions for Ruben. One day away from opening day, that and more up ahead. Your calls as well on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.